Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is On Edge. This file could feel emotionally transformative, as it might powerfully change the way you feel, especially when you are on edge, skittish, nervous, tense. These are powerful emotions that can drastically change how we feel, and they have a deep impact on our behavior. And yet, there are more fun edges. A much nicer way to feel excited. The edge close to orgasm, when you enjoy your arousal to the point of almost no return. A closeness to a release that sometimes feels as if it's stretched into infinity, pulling your mind with it and leaving you a wonderfully sensitive wreck. Edging is almost like an art. When you feel the pleasure in your body rising and rising, going so high as to almost tumble over the peak, the crest of the wave. Every time shying away ever so slightly, just enough to not fall over. Edging is a beautiful, delicious dance of depravity, a wonderful reward for your senses, as it can grant you even more pleasure than the release that it is holding back. The building up of waves one after the other, every single one of them almost as powerful as the breaking would give, and yet never ceasing. A wonderful feeling of pleasure, want, and need that just keeps going on and on and on, allowing you to drift on edge in pleasure. So close. So wonderfully close. And once that happens, any of the old feelings tends to be transformed into the temptation of the edge, the pleasure that echoes through your body and becomes part of something new, a never-ending loop of wonderful, delicious feelings that grow and grow, Feeling you. The edge is a beautiful, powerful, intense feeling, and whenever you might be a little on edge, you can remember how good the edge feels. How it is almost better than the orgasm it restrains. As if the promise of the release is even better than the release itself, that wonderful intensity of edging and the artistry that goes into it. The more you practice, the easier and better it becomes, because the edge itself is gloriously tempting. And the longer you stay there, the more you want to fall over it, the more you feel the need to simply let go and dive fully into the release that is on the other side. And maybe it's best to hold off from the edge just a little, slowing down and enjoying how it calms you down before you realize that you want back to the edge. Feeling that intense, almost unbearably powerful pleasure that permeates your every pore. Your senses and nerves tingling with excitement, letting go of everything else. Being on edge never felt so good. And it only gets better the more you do it, the more you practice it, the more you feel it, the more you give in to it. Because that is what it is about, the alluring invitation to give in to the edge and beyond. And I'm sure that parts of you will remember whenever one of those other emotions flows through your body, that you could be on edge in a absolutely fantastic manner, feeling that edge back and forth, closer and closer, sometimes slowing down a little bit. And it's almost as if you can always get a little bit closer to that edge without falling over. And practicing is such good fun because it's never ending pleasure. And if you ever accidentally fall over the edge, well, you'll just have to try again and enjoy it even more next time, and I'm sure you will. What more can you ask for but the deep, wonderful desire for release? And that all-encompassing edge stretches itself into infinity and invites you to ride it every moment for as long as you can hold it. It's there, right there. So easy, so tempting, so wonderfully inviting. So allow yourself the pleasure of being on edge and let the energy of it fill you with wonderful pleasure. The arousal and lust allowing you to get lost on the edge and drifting ever further into more. The edge is always there for you to balance on, to dance towards, to flirt with, and of course to fall over blissfully, terribly intense. The edge calls to you, even if you do not understand. And here you can continue living on the edge. You can feel yourself falling over and over, dancing. Embracing the pleasure that it brings. This is not the end nor the beginning. It is merely another edge to dance on. In a moment, this file will end. But your pleasure can continue for so much longer if you want. If my voice follows, you can remain wonderfully deep. Otherwise, you will awaken. And I'm sure you might be feeling a little on edge after all these suggestions. Maybe even a little more than you can handle. Because as you feel that edge, embrace the pleasure, you can go higher and higher with the intensity that it provides and the wonderful nothingness that it brings in your thoughts. It's as if your mind is filled with the edge itself, stretching, dancing, drifting back and forth, doing your best to stay on it. Enjoy.